This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot of news to get to, and we got a lot going on, but I cannot begin without saying my piece. And I am just horrified by what happened at the Pittsburgh synagogue that happened this weekend, and horrified by tons of other shootings that have taken place, whether it was Dylan Roof and the Charleston church shooting or the shooting at a Bible study that which occurred during Bible study. Apparently there was a shooting at a Kroger pharmacy, and we're being told that a man was originally going to target a Baptist church. We have people out there that want to kill innocent people, whether they're students, whether they're kids, whether they're people shopping, or whether they're people in prayer. And I see this rhetoric of, we need to stand up to hate. That's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. How are you standing up to hate? That's the answer to this. Let's stand up to hate. I did the same thing. I posted a nice little meme and a nice little picture on my thing, showing the Pittsburgh Steelers and their support. And yeah, it's a nice thing to do. It's a nice thing to say. And yeah, stand up to hate. But that doesn't stop spraying bullets coming in your direction. A standing up to hate. Now, if you're going to stand up and be armed, I'm with you on that. If you're going to now allow us to train ourselves, get our CCWs, and be on standby ready just for any idiot to walk in where we could stop him in his tracks, okay, that is standing up to hate. This Pittsburgh mayor just drove me crazy. Apparently Donald Trump recommended increased armed security. We should have armed security at our schools, at our churches. We should do it like Israel does. Honestly, I mean, you don't mess. You don't mess with us. You don't mess with our kids. You're going to come to my kid's school, God forbid, with a gun. You won't even make it into the zip code. That's the attitude. That's the standing up I want to see. Yet Pittsburgh Mayor William Peduto hit back at Trump's comments, I guess not liking the idea of increasing armed security. Are you kidding me? He said officials should not try to create laws around irrational behavior. This is happening almost every day. We have a man who killed two people at a Kroger grocery store in Kentucky, and he tried to enter a predominantly black church nearby minutes before the fatal shooting, according to police, and this is being reported by CNN. People are trying to shoot people all the time. And yes, the behavior is irrational. So having armed security protect innocent, vulnerable people is a chaotic law? Explain that to me. You can't stop hate. People will always hate. Even if we become one of these kumbaya societies where we hold hands and we really love each other and we're animals, there's always going to be competition. There's always going to be somebody who thinks somebody else is at fault for their current situation. And then you're going to have some people that are completely deranged and delusional. How do you stand up and stop hate? That's what I want to know. What the hell is everybody talking about? Saying as a society and holding hands, saying we are not going to allow you to hate Jews or hate black people or hate Hispanics or hate women or hate men or hate children. Really, us standing out, standing like Red Rover, right? Send Bobby right over. I mean, we're standing there holding our hands as stopping hate. That's not what's going to do it. We arm up. We change gun laws to allow us to protect our families. If there was somebody who was ex-military there that was caring, he could have stopped that shooter quickly. Now, thank God for SWAT. Thank God for our first responders. They did amazing. But you heard the rabbi's interview. It seemed like it was an eternity, even though it wasn't. When somebody comes in and starts shooting, you need to hope and pray that somebody is alive to be able to contact the police and call 911 and convey that there's a shooting and then wait for the police to come. Now, sometimes they come within minutes, thank God, but that's not good enough. 11 people died. People are getting killed all the time. And we're not taking away the guns. Is not bad guys, bad girls will always get guns. Then let's arm up. I mean, I'm not saying go and get arms illegally. What I'm saying is if you live in an area where you could get your CCW, get it. Carry. Learn how to stop a shooter. We are unarmed. Of course we're going to lose. Well, we're going to stand up to hate. We're going to tell society it's wrong to hate. I really don't think that's strong enough to stop the next shooter. You need to... I saw my family go through that with the Nazis. Well, you know what? We're going to go by... You know, we're going to pray that it doesn't happen to us. And we'll put our hands up. And hopefully they won't kill us. No, they were killed. So I appreciate the sentiment. I appreciate, you know, what everybody's doing. But I don't want to see another church, temple, school, bank, pharmacy, grocery store, workplace shooting. I want to see that the moment somebody comes in with a gun, they get neutralized immediately. That's what I want to see. And that, by the way, does stop hate. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So last night, I think my son wanted to get out of school. And he comes into my room and he says, I have strep throat. And I'm like, you can't diagnose yourself. You have no clue. Please. He's like, I got strep throat. So I told him to go to bed, you know, take a hot shower, gargle, whatever, go. Leave me alone. Right? So he wakes up this morning. I go into his room, and the room stinks. It smells of strep. There's a smell to strep. And so I think this is really timely because joining us is one of my favorite ENTs, otolaryngologist, Dr. Ashley Sickend, who's here with us. Dr. Sickend, or I hope I'm pronouncing your last name right. I've been pronouncing it Sickend for years. How do you pronounce it? Dr. Sickend, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, I can.
Good. Sorry about that. How do you pronounce your last name?
Sickend.
See, canned. Okay, so that's better. All right, sorry. I knew I would mess that up. Thank you for joining us. He's from Ear, Nose, and Throat Consultants of Nevada. So there's so much I want to ask you. But is that true? Strep throat and certain infections have their own unique smell?
Yeah, I mean, certain bacteria, particularly first of all, there's anaerobic bacteria, which means they grow better in the absence of oxygen. That can occur in the throat. That causes a type of chronic tonsillitis, and they have a certain bad odor. And then that's different from the odor you can get with strep throat. And in most of these cases, people just don't drink enough fluid, so they get dehydrated, and so their mouth and throat produces another type of odor as well. So, yeah, there are characteristic odors depending on the type of infection that occurs.
Yeah, his room stunk. Boy, it was horrible. Man, there wasn't enough ventilation. But, you know, you make a good point. When people have sore throats, they don't want to drink a lot, you know, because it hurts. And then they'll be more dry,
right.
And that'll also, you know, harbor more organisms.
Exactly. So then they get a buildup of bacteria at the back of the tongue and the back of the throat. And so it's important to try to drink fluids, even with a viral pharyngitis. That can also cause, of course, significant sore throat.
So, Dr. Seekand, what are the most common things you're seeing now this time of year?
Well, so we just are coming out of allergy season again. So allergies occur most commonly in spring and fall, and so you get as well as, you know, so you get a lot of pollen, particularly with wind and so on. So we are seeing patients with more stuffy noses, congestion, postnasal drainage, those kind of symptoms, and that sort of peaks around this time of the year, and then again in spring.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how severe do they need to be to come to your office? I mean, you know, you're so specialized and you know, you're so gifted at what you do, and you've helped so many of my patients. You know, when do you see them?
Well, so, you know, usually when people have allergies nowadays, a lot of simple techniques or medications are available over the counter. So I inform patients to try some antihistamines like Allegra, Zyrtec, Claritin, and so on. Mm-hmm. And if those aren't controlling the symptoms adequately, they can also try intranasal steroid sprays, which have only become available over the counter over the past year, mm-hmm. like Flonase or Nasacort. And then I also recommend the Neti Pot, which is a type of saline rinse or irrigation system that can help wash out mucus and pollen and nasal irritants. And so I try to recommend that patients do some self-treatment or self-medication first before coming to see the physician and seeing what else can be done.
We're talking to Dr. Ashley Seekand, otolaryngologist from Ear, Nose, and Throat Consultants in Nevada. When do you recommend sinus surgery?
So usually sinus surgery is indicated when there's a more or less a permanent blockage in the natural opening of the sinuses that prevents them from draining properly, and that produces pressure, discomfort, congestion, and drainage on a long-term basis. So that's after we try treatment with antibiotics, sometimes decongestants, and nasal sprays, as I indicated earlier, and where the blockages are permanent and causing persistent symptoms. And we often do a CT scan before we advise on any type of surgical plan. And then we would consider doing something, obviously the less invasive, the better.
See, what always fascinated me about ENT and your specialty is it's basically nuts and bolts plumbing. There's a lot of, you know, there's flow issues, there's obstruction, and so a lot of what you do makes sense. And so I think you have much better compliance with patients than other specialties like a neti pot. You know, you have old gook there, flush it out. It just makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I think, Dahlia, that's actually a pretty good analogy. With regards to the sinuses, a lot of it is a plumbing issue. When you have a blocked drainage duct, you need to open it up. Sometimes that can be done medically with nasal sprays, irrigations, decongestants, and antibiotics. And sometimes it requires a surgical-type procedure. We are now moving towards doing things that are less invasive, using a balloon to dilate the natural opening and remove a polyp rather than any actual cutting. Works well in many patients. And frequently that can be performed in the office setting. So there are plenty of new technologies that are emerging that make things less invasive.
Oh, I like balloons, especially balloon animals, you know. Stick a giraffe balloon up there for me.
They're a lot of fun.
Speaking of polyps, what is the significance of them? I mean, why do they have to be removed? You know, patients are always like, oh, please check me for polyps, if you could, you know, enlighten us.
Yeah, so you know, most polyps are benign in the nose. They're not cancerous. Most of them are what they call inflammatory polyps, which means they're due to something irritating the mucous membranes of the nose and sinuses on a long-term basis, such as allergens or infection. And polyps are just kind of swollen grapes. They look like small grapes. There are swollen mucous membranes, and they can occur in the sinuses and the nose. And what they do is they, as we discussed earlier, they block the drainage of the sinuses. They block airflow into the nose. And so people have a stuffy nose. They sometimes have headaches, pressure, and so on. So that's what polyps are, and they need to be removed to alleviate those symptoms, promote normal drainage, and return or restore the sinuses to a healthy state.
Okay, that's good. No, that's good. And then, you know, sleep apnea, I think, is one of the most underdiagnosed diseases out there. What do you guys do to help? I know, but, you know, enlighten us on some of the things that, you know, your specialty does to help increase, you know, airflow and oxygen to the brain.
So sleep apnea basically refers to a problem with inadequate oxygen at night, and that's because a person will stop breathing, you know, more than five times in an hour. They'll have pauses in their breathing. And we tend to deal with the obstructive sleep apnea, so when there's a blockage in the airflow. And that can occur because of a blockage in the nose. It can occur because of a blockage in the throat area. Frequently, if the tongue and the soft tissues in the throat, the palate, the uvula, all collapse backwards. And it just becomes difficult for the sleeping patient to get airflow into the lungs. And so the brain will wake the patient up, and he or she will gasp and take a deep breath. But that actually results in poor sleep quality, because throughout the night they're waking up multiple times. And that can have repercussions on things like blood pressure, the heart or cardiac system. So it's important to diagnose it. And sometimes patients present with symptoms such as sleepiness, drowsiness, headaches, fatigue, and their partner may notice that they wake up multiple times per night, that they have severe snoring. And these are usually the sentinel symptoms of obstructive sleep apnea. Now,
Dr. Seekins, we're going to be running out of time. Can you stay on for a little while longer after the break?
Sure.
Okay. All right. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Okay, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
USA Radio News.
President Trump, in an exclusive interview with the political website Axios, said he planned on issuing an executive order ending birthright citizenship. Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton on the president's comments.
Look, our immigration policy is a mess. Congress has failed to address it. I hope this is something that I think most Americans find unacceptable, that you create an incentive for somebody to cross the border, have a baby, and suddenly they're a citizen. It doesn't make any sense, and I'm glad the president's taking a look at this and considering this option.
Funerals are being held today in Pittsburgh for the victims in the synagogue shooting that took place on Saturday. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are set to visit Pittsburgh to express the support of the American people. The mayor had asked the president to hold off on visiting the city. Meanwhile, Tree of Life Rabbi Jeffrey Myers told CNN the president is certainly welcome. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just
all right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. We were talking with Dr. Ashley Sickend from Ear, Nose, and Throat Consultants of Nevada. He was teaching us about obstructive sleep apnea. And thank you, Doctor, for staying on with us. We appreciate it. Continue. How do you guys treat obstructive sleep apnea?
So the gold standard for treating obstructive sleep apnea is still a device called the CPAP. And basically, a CPAP device can be delivered with different types of masks, including nasal, what we call nasal pillows or a nasal mask. And it is basically pushing a stream of air through the nose into the throat and keeping that area open and not obstructive. So that's a gold standard because it almost always works as long as the patient is tolerant of it. If they're not that tolerant of this CPAP device, other procedures can be considered, such as improving the space in the back of the throat by doing surgery in the palate. If somebody has very large tonsils, they often benefit from that procedure. removing the tonsils and reducing the amount of excessive tissue in the soft palate. Sometimes there are procedures that can be performed to maintain the tongue in a more forward position, including use of what they call an oral appliance, which is a custom-fitted device usually made by dentists that maintains the tongue in a forward position at night so it doesn't fall back and obstruct the airway. So there's also other emerging technologies, a device called the Inspire device, which keeps the tongue forward as well, using electrical impulses. So there's some areas of research as well.
Well, wow. Well, Dr. Seekin, you taught us so much. How can people find you?
So I'm at, as you indicated, Ear, Nose, and Throat Consultants of Nevada here in Las Vegas. And I'm on the Internet with the website, and they can contact us through those numbers.
Great, and I'll post your website. Thank you again, Doctor, so much. We really appreciate you coming on.
Okay, you're very welcome, Dahlia.
Anytime. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't teach you guys enough, so I have to bring in these real, real smart specialists. So I hope you guys learned something. Okay. It's a, fascinating subject. I've in my previous life, I wanted to become an ear, nose, and throat specialist or, a head and neck surgeon. I just found the plumbing fascinating. I just, was amazed at how, really nice, really good personalities. There's a lot of different personalities in medicine, and I've never met an ENT that wasn't. And as you can see with Dr. Seekin, he's just, an absolute sweetheart. But, I taught you guys that, we're not rocket scientists in medicine. We use a lot of common sense. And so if it comes to you obstructing your airway and you're not tolerating the CPAP and, working with certain appliances and things like that, then sometimes we do have to open up we could open up the airway by removing some extra tissue, like some big tonsils or, moving the tongue forward. And I know that kind of sounds, pretty involved, but, getting air into you and, trying to increase your longevity and decrease dementia, it's could be worth it. And so for those of you with really recalcitrant or inretractable sort of sleep apnea that isn't progressing with conventional means, sometimes that's an option. We'll definitely have them come back on. All right, well, we're coming up on Halloween. I love Halloween, one of my favorite holidays. And there's a little 7-year-old girl, and boy, was she able to make things happen. There's a Long Island town called Huntington, and she thought that because of Halloween, it should be called Hauntington. And Angelica D. Cunningham got the one-day switch for Wednesday. The town council unanimously approved the switch. Angelica's parents encouraged her to write to town officials after she blurted her Hauntington idea out on a car ride. She sent a handwritten note explaining how the gnome would be fun to say. But she didn't think officials would take her suggestion seriously. Yeah, grown-ups don't pay attention to kids, and sometimes kids are the wisest, Town supervisor Chad Lupinacci loved the idea, says he expects to use Angelica's moniker more in years to come. Yeah, she should get paid something. There should be some royalty or something for that one. She thought of the name because she had a Monster High doll named Ari Huntington. So luckily they're, able to, give her. See, things like this I think is awesome because it inspires the youth that they may actually have some control in this world. I mean, you and I, we're coming up on election and we have no idea if our one vote, right, will hold any, have any strength. Muster what it needs to, even though we know that a lot of, votes, single votes, can change an election. But, these kids, they look at us grown-ups and they look at our world as being insurmountable. And now, you know, these kids just, you know, they don't get paid attention to. You know, when they say something, they get ignored. You know, parents are the ones in control. You know, they may want something and it may never happen. And then the idea just goes away. And a lot of kids just think, all right, that's not going to happen. And that's why I'm a real big fan of student council and community service projects and things like that. Because if a child can see the fruits of their labor, then they're going to be a little bit more proactive. And I'm not saying with government, just with anything. You know, if you see you coming up with an idea and it's something that ends up helping others or making money or whatever, you could see that as a kid, you're going to remember that. And that is going to really fuel a passion for doing something later. You know, I mean, I've seen it in my family. I've seen it in tons of kids going, well, it doesn't matter. I'm like, well, go out there and vote. Oh, it doesn't matter. Well, why don't you go out there and, you know, write your congressman? No, not going to happen. Well, you know, where are they getting this idea? So a city council like this, now I understand, okay, I mean, this could go crazy. You know, kids want Santa Claus to live on their neighbor, you know, live in their neighborhood, or kids want, you know, but maybe schools, right, or, you know, neighborhoods or whatever, can do something where a child's idea, you know, comes into play. And I think it's really empowering. And it's just, you know, I mean, again, the problem is, you know, my kids, their probably suggestion would be, you know, later bedtime. And I'd be like, oh, hell no. Or more sweets at dinner. Again, hell no. Or us being able to choose different parents. Again, no. But let's say you tell, you know, your kids, okay, what would make our neighborhood safer? Let's come up with some ideas and find out what we could legally do. And if they say, I think it would be safer for us to put one of those, you know how you guys see those big things that stand up? They're kind of like little flags, but they stand and they remind people that there are kids, and, you know, neighbors will just throw that out. It's kind of a non-official street sign, but it's something that you could put that's portable that tells people to slow down. You know, I mean, there are certain things like that you could put, you know, in your neighborhood or whatever. You know, kids are here. Drive slowly, please. And even if your homeowners association, you know, tells you to take it down a day later, having your kids see that they did something that grown-ups rallied behind is one of the coolest things. Right? You know, maybe, you know, show that there's like a park that's kind of dirty and let the kids put some gloves on and clean it up and then take pictures and show that, you know, they cleaned up their park. I don't know. You know what? It's better than them sitting there with their thumbs up their butt play video games. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when we come back, we're going to talk about birthright citizenship and how Donald Trump is vowing to end it. And we'll talk about what countries allow it and what don't. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So never a dull moment with this administration. Now we're talking about the 14th Amendment. And it's okay. If some of you had to read and look up the 14th Amendment, that's okay. I think we all had to. That's totally fine. But I guess now there's a debate on if Donald Trump can challenge it. Because he wants to end, quote-unquote, anchor babies, unquote, and revoke the, quote, ridiculous birthright citizenship that seems to occur and has been occurring for some time now. He said that the current policy is ridiculous. He says it's ridiculous and it has to end. So, what's been happening, and we're hearing reports of a variety of things. I guess Washington Post reported that people pay between $40,000 and $80,000. And the Washington Post, like I said, reported, according to Daily Mail, that some Asian women were flying to New York or California to stay at specialized hotels outfitted like labor delivery wards. The cost was with it because their own application for legal residence would sail through because their babies would have citizen U.S. citizenship. Also, movies and TV shows have always joked about people crossing the border and giving birth with their pelvis on one side of the country versus the other. And if the baby was on one side of the border, then, you know, the baby's American and then the family's American. And so, you know, we have to be careful of the rhetoric and of the hyperboles and, you know, the exaggerations of some of these cases, but it is a clause that many people have been able to take advantage of, where if they have a baby on American soil, they get to then, you know, stay within the United States. And if that baby's a citizen, how do you separate a baby from mom and dad? So the citizenship clause in the 14th Amendment, Section 1, says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. They say no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. I know lawyers sure know how to make something understandable. But I guess the 14th Amendment was passed by Congress back in 1866 after the Civil War and during the period of Reconstruction. It was ratified July 9, 1868 by three-quarters of the states. They wanted to extend citizenship to those born in the U.S., and which allowed those who, apparently there was Dred Scott versus Sanford, an 1857 Supreme Court decision that it, I guess, held that those descended from slaves could not be citizens. So that helped reverse that. So if a slave had been brought to the United States, they had a baby, the baby would automatically be a citizen. And so that's something that, you know, we agreed with. That, you know, that's something that I think all of us could support. But if we're really having people fly in, pay, so they could have their baby in America, so they could then sail in. If we have people illegally crossing the border having a baby saying, sorry, we have a baby here, so you have to let us stay. Not a problem when we have plenty, plenty of resources, plenty of jobs, plenty of money. I will let it slide. But that's not where we're at right now. And again, what ends up happening that I see with laws or anything in society is when you ping the radar. You know, we talked about this with abortions. You know, abortions might not have gotten, in Roe versus Wade, it might not have gotten such notoriety if there was only a few being done each year. Not that I'm a fan of, you know, any, you know, fetus losing its life, but it wouldn't have pinged the radar. Once people heard, I think in the 80s, it was 1.5 million abortions being done each year, then people started to have some issues with it. Same thing with quote-unquote anchor babies. If somebody snuck in the border and it was, you know, I don't know, maybe no more than 5 a year or 10 a year or some random number, and it wasn't, you know, we wouldn't be talking. But apparently illegal immigration has skyrocketed. We have a lot of people who have been living here illegally for years, and the excuse was, well, we had a baby here. So you can't deport us. You can't separate us from the kids. And it's not the kids' fault. The kids are innocent in all this. But the question lies, if somebody did something illegally, you know, how long does their past haunt them? Do we have a statute of limitations saying, all right, you got us, fine, you got it illegally. All right, it's been over a period of time, we'll forget it. Do we just grant immunity? Do we just, you know, do we just let it go? Let it slide? Or do we say, look, you broke the law. You broke the law 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you broke the law. That follows you. So the best way to handle this is to prevent future illegal immigration and future kids being caught up in this, being, you know, caught in the middle and having a better system. Now, I don't know what the right way to, you know, what would be the right way to do that, but we have some countries that have, done some alterations with, I believe it's pronounced jus soli. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It means right of the soil. So we have a bunch of states where you're born on our soil. You're good. El Salvador, Canada, Brazil, Bolivia, Argentina, Paraguay, Peru, United States, Venezuela, Uruguay. All right. But there's some countries that have restricted jus soli. And the restriction happens is such that we'll let the child have citizenship if at least one parent is a citizen. Or they have other forms of it, like either national or legal permanent resident, whatever. So restricted jus soli would be like Australia. Since 1986, their law says a person born in Australia acquires Australian citizenship by birth only if at least one parent was an Australian citizen or permanent resident, or else after living the first 10 years of their life in Australia, regardless of the parent's citizenship status. So they do theirs a little different, where, all right, we'll let it slide if it's been over 10 years. Or as long as the child has a legal resident, is of one legal parent, you're good. Cambodia. Cambodia changed the law to only grant citizenship to children to foreign parents living legally in the Kingdom of Cambodia. Colombia. A child born in Colombia is a citizen when one of the parents is a Colombian citizen or legal resident. France, Egypt, Dominican Republic, Germany, Greece. So a lot of European countries here, France, Germany, Greece, we're gonna allow it, but there's got to be either a parent that's legal or some sort of stipulation. Now, from what we understand, India abolished it back in 2004. Why? Because they were having illegal immigration issues from Bangladesh. Malta abolished it as well back in 1989. So, you know, laws can be changed. Laws can evolve. But maybe we have to be careful with, you know, these massive pendulum swings. Maybe what we need to do is start to, if we're having numbers that are beyond what we can control, then maybe we, rather than abolishing the child rule, we just try to, you know, beef up our security to prevent illegals from coming in without going through our refugee or going through our immigration process. 1-877, that's Ellie, don't go away.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.